We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lights, camera, action from Hollywood East, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway, and we are joined by John Mowat, our man at the movies on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. And now the holiday movies start really coming out. And the big release this weekend is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Right before Christmas, a good guy in red is coming to theaters with his new sidekick, Fred.
Oh, wait. Why? That was Deadpool. That was the big buildup. Spider-Man.
My name is Miles Morales. Brooklyn! I'm the one and only Spider-Man. At least that's what I thought.
You ever hear of a super collider?
You're gonna love this.
Dimension opening now.
You're like me.
That's impossible.
All right, kid, listen up.
This fry is your universe. It's soggy, it's weird, it's gross. And this delicious normal fry is my universe.
So you wanna learn to be Spider-Man?
Can you teach me?
Yes, I can.
All right, John, help us. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm losing track.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah, this is an animated film, rated PG, stars the voices of people like Hailee Steinfeld, Nicolas Cage, Liev Schreiber, Chris Pine, Zoe Kravitz. So it's got a great cast, which makes you wonder, like, what is it about this animated film that would bring in such, you know, all this immense talent to do it? And what it is, guys, is Sony Animation put together this Spider-Man film based on all the comics that we've seen already. And I got to tell you guys, going into the movie, I really didn't know what to expect. It's one of the most incredibly animated films I've ever seen. It's a hand-drawn animated film, but it has layer upon layer built into it where it looks 3D at times. The way they did it, it's incredible. The movie is worth seeing it just to see the animation that Sony Animation was able to put together for this film. Now, it does tell this kind of weird story about Spider-Man, but it is based on actual comics. And here's the question I have, fellas, is who's going to go see this movie? Are kids going to be interested? And they might, because Wreck-It Ralph has done so well in movies like that, and The Grinch. But this is Christmas season. Are they going to go see Spider-Man? Are parents going to want to go see this Spider-Man animated film? I'm not sure. It's a good movie.
But I know what. It's taken up a lot of the theaters for this release today. So that is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
And next we have Mortal Engines.
I think this is what it looked like.
That's what happens when the Earth gets shattered into 1,000 pieces.
After the war, cities were rebuilt in the skies, on the seas. But the deadliest ones were built on wheels.
That is London. We have to stop London before it destroys us.
They're playing with fire.
Mortal Engines, I saw the trailer. It looks like it's a huge CGI production.
Yeah, guys, the visuals, let's just get that out of the way right now. The visuals on this movie are incredible. So this is Mortal Engines, rated PG-13. And this is an adaption of a book series that came out a few years ago. And what it basically is it's Earth about 1,300 years in the future, and man has almost destroyed himself around our time. And what had happened was, and now you kind of have to suspend yourself from reality and understand that people now live on these traveling cities that gobble up smaller towns to survive, and it's just this really strange world. But when you're sitting there watching this film, they make it work for you. And the reason is because this is Peter Jackson. And he's been able to put together his crews. All the Lord of the Rings people have come together to write and produce this film. So it's this is another one of those films that's an incredible visual journey. And you kind of have to suspend belief. You have to kind of forget about the plot. And every time you look at the film, you go, wow, that's an incredible movie that they put together.
Well, that's an incredible endorsement from you, John, when you say, wow, that's something else. And then Clint Eastwood's back.
Family's the most important thing.
Don't do what I did. I put work in front of family.
I thought it was more important to be somebody out there than a failure I was in my own home.
I was a terrible father, terrible husband. I blew my chance. I didn't deserve forgiveness. This is the last one. So help me God. This is the last one.
Clint Eastwood, The Mule with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, guys, The Mule, rated R. Now, this is a Clint Eastwood film. It's written, produced, and directed by Clint Eastwood. And so what you get, what you know what you're getting going in. And this is a story, it's the true story of a guy by the name of Leo Sharp, who back in 2011 was arrested in Michigan on the side of a road. And it turns out that he was one of the drug traffickers. He was a mule for El Chapo. And he was bringing in millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of product into the Michigan area. And then he would drive all this millions and millions of dollars back down to Mexico. And he was getting away with it because he was grandfatherly. He's an old guy, an old pickup truck, and nobody suspected him. I tell you what, guys, another interesting thing about this movie is it puts Clint Eastwood back. No, he's what, one of the biggest stars of our time, easily. And he puts together great. This is his 40th movie that he's directed, that he teams up again with Bradley Cooper. Now, Bradley Cooper has a fairly small role in this movie, but these two together, it's almost as if, you know, the old bull and the young bull getting together one more time. It's a magical film. I look for Oscar consideration on this film, and it's an interesting film to go see.
All right, The Mule, Mowat on Movies. John, have a great weekend.
You too, fellas.
And the top five movies currently at the box office, starting at number five,
is Bohemian Rhapsody. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald is number four. Creed 2 is three. Dr. Seuss, The Grinch 2018 is number two. And Ralph Breaks the Internet hangs on at number one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.